Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How are you doing, Andy?
I am all right. I am in... Patreon subscribers will know because they'll see me on video. I'm not in my usual setting.
Neither am I. I'm just in a different room in my house because one of them's getting plastered. You have better reasoning, though, because...
I'm in a converted barn in Harrogate, and it's lovely. Nice. Hence the different background for me. But you always use the Trample Bet logo background, so it doesn't that you could literally be anywhere every week. Who knows?
Could be. Well, last week I didn't. I was at a conference in Aberdeen and I was told it was a lot more like ASMR than an actual podcast because most of the time I was whispering to try and not give the jig up, to be honest. So, it's good to be back in more normal surroundings. And good for you to have a stable connection this week now that you're in a barn that has actual Wi-Fi and not just
Let's not cobble together. Let's not count our chickens, Gordon. Like, it is a converted barn with big heavy stone walls. Don't know how it's gonna go. It's like Urua Red Diamonds being 3-0 up and you don't get an early payout.
Yeah.
It seems fine. Might not be fine.
Might not come
the end of the day, might not be fine. But so far, so good. And joining us this week is Dave Greenfield. Welcome back, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, guys. Thanks.
And also, I mean, congratulations as well.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you very much.
Did Villa win?
slightly better than that.
Did they win twice? See what I did there? No, congratulations, Dave. Dave very recently got engaged, so... well done, sir. That's you and Gordon.
That's it. Yeah. The two most reliable for charity bets are now in engaged and locked down. So it just leaves you to maybe get engaged.
How have you suddenly claimed that you're one of the most reliable for charity bets? You're looking at like the 5-game form table and not the history of all time.
That's it. Not the like 8-0 scuttings the previous last. Have you looked at when they've played each other? No. That doesn't pay to do that.
You're only as good as your last result, in fairness. And I think your last charity result was a loser. But we'll get on to that.
Yes, we shall.
With a quick recap of last week's picks. Just myself and Gordon on the show last week. So very quickly run through this. Both our bankers, I think, happened on the Sunday and were actually the final two picks of the weekend, which was...
A bit odd. Not what usually happens at all.
But good that we were able to end on a winning double. Arsenal beating Leeds for myself. The away win went off at 8-13. They only won 1-0, and Dave, you were telling me it was a bit of a... They kind of scraped it a little bit, eh?
It was a bit dodgy, wasn't it? I think Leeds missed a pen. They had a pen at the death and a red card, and they got overturned by VAR, didn't it? So, yeah. I thought Leeds played pretty well, to be honest, but Arsenal were solid at that at the minute. It's not something that you've said about them for a while, but
they're grinding out results and they're getting wins and they're picking up 3 points every week, and it's wonderful to see. So I was delighted with my banker win, and coupled with Gordon's result, made for a decent banker double.
Yeah, I think it was 0.99-1 was that what it went off at? I think it was something like that.
It actually went up. It went off at over evens together because Arsenal went up to 8-13 before kickoff when I put the bet on. But yeah, if you'd backed it at the time of last week's podcast, it was 0.99-1.
So what Andy's alluding to was my only good light in the last week, which was Napoli versus Bologna, and I'd taken Napoli, who went off at 1-4. They won 3-2. not a game that they coasted by any means. I'd been actually happy if they went up 2-0 at some point, but they were behind. They were behind once in the game to start with. Joshua Zirkzee, who you may remember from the Eredivisie last season, and Joey backing him quite a bit. They went up 2-1, back to 2 each, and then Victor Osimhen sorted me out. And then nothing really happened until the end, which was fine, but a little more unnerving. I'd have much preferred a 4-2 win than a 3-2. That would have made me a bit happier. But yep, both of them came in, so banker double landed.
Yeah, which was great news, them being the last two games, considering we managed to combine for 0-6 for the rest
of the baby. Yep.
So let's really quickly skim through this. I had Cardiff at home to Coventry. The home win was 6-5. They did not win. They lost 1-0. They did get a goal chopped off in the second half that I thought might make it interesting, but not to be.
Yeah, mine wasn't great either. I had Barry Askley. Askley deserved to win this game. They got a goal chopped off before they actually scored their first goal in the 78th minute, and then scored a second in the 89th. So, I mean, a close-ish game, but not what we're looking for at 9-10. You know, they were 3-1 and won that. No result for Barry.
No. On to the outsiders. My outsider came close. I was definitely on the right side of it. Ross County v Dundee United. Took my own team, Dundee United, for an away win. The game ended 1-1. So another outsider just falling short by a solitary goal. Although I was definitely on the right side of it. It shouldn't have been 21-10 in such a close game.
Parma Regina. I was actually cycling around Glasgow with Joey, getting notifications on this game. And they were never good ones. Nearly launched my phone off the bike. Regina didn't get a goal chopped off, but they had a goal mistakenly placed on them by the bit. It wasn't a chopped off goal. It was somebody's pressed the wrong button here.
On flash score.
On flash score. It wasn't a removed goal, which is twice I've seen that. It also happened tonight with a second penalty. They said Celta Vigo had.
Now, see if that happens and you're listening to the game or watching the stream, you might think, oh, there's a goal coming, like I'm on a 1 minute lag. But I've had that happen when I'm actually physically at the game and my phone's buzzed for a goal alert. I'm sitting there going, definitely not. No, nothing's even happened there. There's been a shy or something.
Regina had more of the ball, more shots on target, more of everything, but they lost 2-0. So, you know, that doesn't make for a banker, an outsider winner.
Outsiders are hard and they're outsiders for a reason. So I still think those two teams, certainly just now, you'll probably get decent value backing them, even though they won't win every week.
I mean, you'll be hearing about them again this week, so don't worry about it.
I figured so. On to the charity bet that I placed again, because I'm on a not very good run of charity bets, considering Gordon is hitting everything. I had Dusseldorf at home to Nuremberg. They lost the game 1-0. Absolute yellow cards, which tells me that they were up for this. Four of them coming in the first half, so they were definitely out there to prove a point. But Gordon, I think with your charity bet result, actually it switches back to you this week. So
it does. It does. This was I had Atletico Bilbao at home to Atletico Madrid. Thought with them playing midweek that they might be, a bit more sensitive to losing to a Bilbao team that they don't often lose to. But a singular Griezmann goal won that game for them. So Atletico Madrid won that game at 12-5. Which in hindsight, you're like, fuck it, 12-5 and Atletico Madrid away is pretty
good. It's pretty tasty, isn't it?
So nothing in there for me. But I will, I'll be backing it this week on a, you know, there'll be more spice this week anyway, with Dave bringing a pick in here. There are three of us now. A guaranteed winner in there.
Us two trying to find something. I look forward to it. We're about to... So that was a very quick synopsis of a week where, let's be honest, G-Man, plenty of room for improvement.
Yeah, diving and the referee was out of order. Was the three things I'd say about that.
Room for improvement is the diplomatic way of phrasing that. And I think we've got the right team to do it. So we've got Dave adding in his picks that are always absolutely solid. So we'll head to a short ad break. Those of you on Patreon, instead of the ad break, you'll see the video podcast and you'll get the middle section where if we had any picks that we liked the look of and didn't make the show, we'll chat through them, shoot the breeze about some other stuff as well. It's www.patreon.com/tramplebet or just download the Patreon app. Search Trample Bet Podcast. £6 a month to be a member of the Trample Bet Club. It gives us something back, helps with the running costs, keeps this podcast going as a going concern. And we really appreciate every single one of you. You also get the cheat sheet, which is all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember the ones that you liked. That's it. See you after the break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Three of us this week. So as usual, banker bets from the three of us, then values from the three of us, outsiders from the three of us, and then we will one pick each for charity that will combine as a treble, £10 of our own money on that treble, and all returns, including the stake, should we get it back, go to a charity of our choosing that will be announced next week. Not the best of weeks last week, so work to do for myself and Gordo, but Dave 4 out of 4 Greenfield should be...
Is it not Dave 365, 4 out of 4?
365, 4 out of 4.
I've got a proper one.
That's fine. We're back in that charity bet, Gordon. It gets back to 365.
365, yes, what it is.
The reason we say that is 365 payout after your team goes 2-0 up. And I'm sure there was some controversy on one of Dave's previous 4 out of 4s where a couple of the results paid out early and ended up not being winners at other bookies. But that's fine. Back at 365, you know. It's not an issue. Nice early payout. That's what we're all about. Okay, so on to the banker bets then. And these are the things that we think from the weekend are going to come in. You know, something you can put on your coupons with no fear and just boost that price a little bit. Or combine the three banker picks as a treble. And you usually get some decent odds. This was the only bet we hit last week. So looking to, we're usually good at these. Let's roll them forward. My banker's the early kickoff in Scotland on Saturday at 12:30 in the Premiership for Hearts versus Celtic. And the way win for Glasgow Celtic is 1-3. Celtic top of the table, 27 points from 10 games. Hearts are back in seventh place with 14 points from their 10 matches. Hearts are not in good form at all right now. Their last five games have consisted of four losses and one draw across all competitions. And they're second bottom of the league's five-game form table, which is bad, considering that's a league with the likes of Dundee United, Ross County, St Johnstone, Kilmarnock, St Mirren and stuff in it. So not good for Hearts. Celtic, top of that five-game form table, unsurprisingly, 12 points from their last five matches. Hearts are just in poor form, and it's a bad time to host Celtic, who last week beat Edinburgh rivals Hibs 6-1, absolutely demolished them. A game, Gordon, you were at. What did Celtic look like in the flesh there?
Terrifying. Like that's the. Yeah. It just shows you the vast gulf between the teams you'd consider the better teams in the SPL, the actual best teams, and then if you look at Celtic's Champions League record, you think this is we're not even close to what we need to be here. But they're terrifying on the counter attack at the moment. Do you know who they're really good for them? Aaron Moy, who they signed from Brighton a while ago, he had a really good game from there. But yeah. They'll do the same to Hearts as they did to us.
Well, usually Hearts, you'd think they'd probably be third place in this league. Rangers and Celtic in whichever order. And then a big gap, then Hearts, and then a gap, and then the rest. But Hearts have really struggled recently. And I think that's got a wee bit to do with squad depth and the fact that they're playing competitive football in Europe on Thursday nights. I think they're a wee bit knackered. And they're just, you know, don't have the squad depth to deal with it, and they're on a bit of a losing run. Bad time to be playing Celtic, especially when Celtic have an uptick in form in the league, and that huge result against Hibs. So 1-3, I think, is more than fair, and I would expect an early payout in this as well.
Nice one. I'll be hoping for an early payout in mine, which only requires one singular goal in the first half of this game. This is Dortmund versus Stuttgart, and I am going back to a bet I used quite a lot last season, which is over 0.5 first half goals. Stuttgart have conceded a first half goal in 8 of their last 10 matches. They played 10 league matches. They've conceded an 8 in the first half. Dortmund are the team to score in the first half at the moment. They put 2 past Bayern, you know, tonight. They played in the, so both teams played in the cup tonight. Dortmund beat Hanover 2-0 away and Stuttgart beat Bielefeld 6-0. They scored 4 goals in the first half. This game just looks like it's going to contain a first half goal. And you can get that at what I consider the all right odds, I would say, of 1-4, 2-7. So not much more to say about that, banker. I gave all the evidence last year for it. They just, another team to watch out for this are Genk. Me and Joey were having a couple of pints and talking about this. They keep doing that, but they're playing Antwerp this weekend. So I kind of, I'll dip into that pick. Maybe when he's on the show, I'll put it in before him and then he'll have to pick another banker. So yeah. Anyway, Dave, what have you got banker wise?
So I'm in Peter Pan's home country, the Netherlands. And it's Eredivisie. It's Saturday at 5:45, and I hope I'm going to pronounce this right. It's Warwick, I believe, against Ajax, and you get Ajax at 1-4. Ajax are top of the league after 10 games. They've got 25 points, scored 34 goals, only conceded 9. Warwick not doing too bad, to be fair. They're in 7th. They've played 10 games again. They've only got 14 points from the 10 games, scoring 20, conceding 14. Ajax's last 5 away games have took 12 points, whereas Warwick have only took 8 points from their 5 home games. So that Warwick have been decent against like the mid to bottom teams. So like Sittard, they drew with the big Groningen and big Camber, but they've played like a couple of teams you would say like the bigger names in Holland is against PSV and Feyenoord. They've lost both of them games, whereas you know Ajax not having a great Champions League, but they're having a good domestic season. Won their last game 7-1 against Excelsior. Beat Volendam 4-2 away. Only lost one game this season to Alkmaar. But I looked at their the history between these two sides. There's been 50 meetings between the two sides since 1991. So how many games do we think Warwick have won?
Depends how many of them Rodney Schneider started for us. Did you say, how many did you say?
50 games.
50. How many have Warwick won against Ajax? 4.
I was going to go 5.
Once.
Whoa.
Once in 1999. And
I don't take a lot from that, to be fair.
Ajax have won the last 8 straight as well. So, yeah, I think that there should be 5 here away from our banks.
Yeah, 1-4. That'd be, hey, for a 1-50 winning for record for Warwick. That sounds more than fair. Excellent. So that is Celtic, Ajax, and over 0.5 first half goals in the Dortmund game. On to our value picks for the weekend. So this is something, usually taste their odds. I mean, you can obviously say that there's some value in some of those banker picks, but we tend to go for around about even money. I am in Scotland in League One, the good traditional UK kickoff time of 3 p.m. on Saturday, for Falkirk versus Kelty Hearts. Falkirk are second in the table, 21 points from 11 games, and Kelty Hearts are back in 8th place with just the 13 points from their 11 matches. Both teams are actually in reasonably decent form just now. If you look at the 5-game form table, Falkirk lead that table with 11 points in the last 5 games, Kelty with 9 points. Although it doesn't quite tell the full story. If you look at the goal difference across those 5 games, Falkirk have scored 11 and conceded 3 across those 5 matches, while Kelty have scored 5 and conceded 5, yet managed to end up with 9 points. So they're doing it a different way, accumulating those points, and Falkirk certainly look a lot more convincing at the moment. Where this bet really comes into play, though, is the fact it's a home game for Falkirk. They've been great at home. They're unbeaten at home this season. 4 wins and 1 draw from their last 5 home games. And then on the flip side of that, you look at the away game table in that league, and Celtic are dead last. They've lost all of their away games this season. They've played five games away from home. They've picked up 0 points. They've scored twice and conceded 13 goals on the road. So this is a great matchup for the home-away split. Falkirk being great at home, Celtic being dire away from home. And you'll get the Falkirk win at 4-5 on Bet365 just now. And nice, I'd like one to thank Dave Greenfield for forcing me to look at that game.
I also liked Dave's value pick as well, because when he sent it across, I was like, oh, Andy's going to miss out on that. But I had a look at it as well. I was like, fucking hell, that's a decent price. Not Dave's pick, my one here. We're at round 10 in the Liga Nationale. And this is Concarneau versus Villefranche. Concarneau, top of the league, joint top with Dunkirk, versus a Villefranche team that have taken 2 points from their first four away games. They aren't doing very well away. A lot of Concarneau's wins have come under Adrian Boutra, who is a guy they've just signed out of nowhere, played four games, scored four goals for them, 21-year-old. They've picked him up from some lower league Italian outfit that don't even have a flash score page. All I've got is the transfer across, but he's banging them in for them just now. And Adrian Rabillard as well, a guy who's been in this league for years now. Concarneau have been playing really well. They've only ever played three times, with Concarneau being the home team. Concarneau have won all three. 2018, 2020, this year. Okay. With
like,
the three.
Like very so, recently. Right.
Very recently. It's not as if it was... One of my games does have, like... I was looking at a gas one. Last time they played was 1991. But yeah, Concarneau have been great at home so far. You're looking at the league's best home team versus almost the league's worst away team. That they've only taken 2 points.
Very similar to mine, then. Very similar to my value. Same reason. And that looks good. I like it.
Yeah, so, Concarneau, they're over even money, 12-11 at 365 at William Hill. Not sure, 365 don't have their price up yet on flash score, so unsure of what it will be there, but around even money, count me in. So, Concarneau. Now, drum roll for Dave, because we all like this. Andy's already said, giving it the kiss of death, said he loves the pick, best pick of the week.
Best pick of the week. I hadn't taken into account Dave's picks, I just went and did my research as normal and had this as my value pick, and then Gordon in our group chat was like, oh, by the way, mate, scroll up, recognize that value pick. So I had to find another one. Doesn't mean I don't like Falkirk, but Dave, I love this.
So the one then, Dave, what is it?
So this is, well, we all like it, which means it's definitely not going to win, but we're in the Bundesliga, and it's Sunday at 2:30, and it's Bochum against Union Berlin. And for some reason, Union Berlin are 10-11 now. They're just under even money. But Union are first in the Bundesliga at the minute. 10 games, 23 points. There's Bochum last with there. They've only got 4 points in there, 10 games. They've only scored 9 goals, conceded 27. Their only win this season was against Frankfurt. They've lost 8. Union have won the last 4 games in all competitions. Was it Malmo they played in the Europa? Beat them twice in the last 2 league games. The beat Dortmund last week 2-0. I actually backed them last week on the Asian, because I thought it might be a tight game. I had them +1. And they were really, really good against Dortmund. Didn't look in any trouble, did they? Really. But they drew with Bayern 1-1, two big sides there. They've got the fourth best away record, taking 10 points from 5. The top of the form table with 12 points from 5. They haven't lost in the last 5 games against Bochum. I just think, I don't know what to do, whether they're just, bookies have looked at it and just thought, well, they're not Bayern, they're not Dortmund, so where are they? And they've just gone out 10. Because really, that should, you've got the first against Bochum, that's a 1-3 shot, isn't it?
Yeah, after a decent number of games as well, and Union are doing the business against really good teams. I think what you've just said there is, I think that's probably right. I think the bookies are probably looking at it going, Well, you know, you'll get your Bayerns, you get your Dortmunds overtaking them at some point. In order for that to happen, Union are going to have to lose points and the bubble's going to burst at some point. But not this week, not against bottom of the league, Bochum.
Right, and boys, we haven't discussed the best bit of this yet at all, right? Which was the Twitter thread talking about Union Berlin, right? Where do you think Union Berlin are in expected goals in the Bundesliga?
They haven't
scored that many. They've only scored 18. So
they're dead last in expected goals in the Bundesliga. What about possession?
It's probably down again.
Dead last.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Shot efficiency is like +6 in their striker. Basically, the bookies just think, fucking hell, they've been getting lucky week after week. But they aren't. They're beating, like, it's the complete opposite of that. They're taking their chances. There's a difference, and the expected goals thing's so funny because, like, they're below Bochum, Bayern Munich's expected goals, and RB Leipzig's expected goals. Like, they're one of the only teams that's performing, like, massively over. They've scored 8 more goals than expected. Like, it's bizarre, but it's sorcery. That's what the way the people were describing it as. So I look forward to them winning again this week. But
XG is a slightly subjective stat as well. Like, let's be honest.
Possessionism.
But that's clearly their style.
Yeah, I mean, that's just very impressive. And yeah, they've done it all without... the other thing that people are talking about as well is they've done it... It's not as if they're like getting cheap penalties or anything, you know, like occasionally getting wins on that. They haven't got a penalty this season either, 10 games in. So
I really like the pick.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's good.
So much. I think the price is wonderful at just under the money. I think that price will come down when people, and you see this, even it gets towards the weekend and people...
7-10. That's a 7-10 price that's ended up as.
People are putting things on coupons and they go, oh, shit, have you seen this? And then they start telling their mates and you'll see a lot of money going on Union Berlin. And you'll see that price come down. I'd be amazed if you can get 10-11 on Sunday morning or even Saturday. Like the pick, Dave?
Yeah.
On to the outsiders for this week then. Traditionally, we do very well outsiders. It's probably our best collective section this season. My outsider for this week, Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership, and I'm going to back my own team. I'm going to back Dundee United again because we're continually getting overpriced now. A few weeks ago, I wouldn't have touched them with a barge pole, but now I think you're getting good prices. So 3 p.m. on Saturday, Scottish Premiership, St Mirren v Dundee United. The away win is 3-1. We had an absolutely dreadful start to the season under Jack Ross. We got a win against Alkmaar in the Europa Conference and then got beat 7-0 by them away in Holland. A 9-0 from Celtic followed reasonably soon afterwards and Jack Ross got the sack. They're a different prospect now that Liam Fox has come in. We're more direct. Different style of football, and the players are now up for it. Basically, what the players did was, I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but they clearly did not like Jack Ross at all and just downed tools in order to get him out. Because we went to Tynecastle and conceded 4 goals. We lost 3 goals at home at St Mirren. And then we got the 9-0 hammering off of Celtic. They didn't want to be there, and I think they just wanted the manager gone. And in order to achieve that, really unprofessionally, they basically didn't put in any effort at all. So that whole thing has changed. And recent performances and recent results show that. The last 3 league games have been 2 home wins and a gritty away draw. So 7 points from our last 3 league matches. Definitely shouldn't be 3-1 underdogs against St Mirren, whose last league outing was a 0-0 draw at home at Kilmarnock, which was preceded by a 4-0 thrashing away at Rangers. I'm not saying United should be favourites for this game. Absolutely not. I just think 3-1 is an overprice, considering the quality on paper. If you look at both these teams and the fact that if they both perform to, you know, the best of their ability, I think United could quite easily win this game. So my outsider's Dundee United this week.
Again, another game I think heads towards a draw. I said last week with your one, and haven't seen St Mirren. They're not fantastic.
Easily could be a draw. But you know, I'm just looking at the price of 3-1 for an away win and going, I don't think it should be 3-1.
What about 3-1 for a home win? Because that's what I'm talking about here in Ternana versus Genoa. A team I don't think I've ever backed is Ternana here. good recent form as well. They drew in 2005 the last time they played this game. let's talk a bit about Ternana. Top of Sierra B after Regina not winning a couple of games. 1 point ahead of Genoa. So the Sierra B is a bit odd just now in that Ternana are top with 19 points. There's then four teams on 18 points. Regina, Frosinone, Bari and Genoa. Now, Ternana are 3-1 at home against Genoa here. I really like them in this slot because last week they went down 2-0 to Benevento and come back to a 3-2 win. Another team that was parachuted out of the Sierra A last season.
Both sides of that bet getting paid out. Lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Result there. Genoa are pretty decent in form as well. I just fancy Ternana at home. They've been doing the business at home. They're not conceding goals. So their last five games they've played at home, they've won four and drawn one. The only one they drew was a 1-1 draw. They've won 3-0 against Palermo, 1-0 against Perugia, 1-0 against Regina in there as well. I just think if you look at these two teams and you go, you know, the Sierra B is a very competitive league, and I wouldn't be surprised if the home team winning this at 3-1. So I fancy them here, 3-1, Ternana, a team I've never backed in this league. So it was just unusual. There's not much of the Sierra B I haven't been there, but fancy them against Genoa this weekend. So Ternana at home, 3-1. Dave?
Yeah, so I'm in the Premier League, and it's the evening kickoff on Saturday at 5:30. It's Chelsea against United, and I like a draw here at 13-5. Disclaimer, I've wrote these notes before tonight's game, so... might be a bit off, but Chelsea were in fourth with that had 19 points from 9 games before tonight, and United were fifth with 16 points from 9. I know Chelsea drew, I believe. I know United were winning 2-0. I don't know how it ended up. I don't know if you guys know what the final score was.
I will find out for you while you continue.
Yeah, but Chelsea took 12 points from the last 5 in the form table. United have took 10 points from the last 5. Chelsea look good under Potter. They look a bit more settled. The players look, again, like Andy was saying about Dundee, I think player power is so big now. If you lose a dressing room as a manager and you lose a couple of senior players, that's it. Then you can't get anything back now. It's not like the olden days where, right or wrongly, I think a manager kick you up the arse, you'd have to get on with it, and that was it. It's not how it is now. But like I said, that looked good. The beat AC Milan twice recently in the Champions League. And again, United, a rocky start, but Ten Hag looks like he's found a team, found a way of playing. They've settled down. He's still got a few problems with Ronaldo in there, but apart from that, they look all right. Okay, drew with Newcastle before tonight. They beat Everton, they beat Arsenal.
They won 2-0 tonight. So
at home to Tottenham.
Yeah, lost 6-3, lost to City in there, but they beat Liverpool. But the main reason I like a draw is you look at the history. The last 4 meetings of this game has been draws. So you've had 2-1-1s and 2-0-0s in the last 4 games, and I can see both sides cancelling each other out. I mean, a 1-1 draw is 13-2.
Are we correct scoring there, Dave?
Yeah, that would be worth a shout. But yeah, but just a straight up draw, 13-5.
Nice.
I was saying in the middle section when I'd run through my picks, originally my outsider was going to be a Man United win in this game until I'd seen that you had picked it, just because they were 3-1.
Yeah,
I thought similar reasoning. That's just huge. More than capable of beating Chelsea. And then I'm sure if that was my pick, Gordon would go, "This game I see turning towards a draw," because that's just what he does on all my outsiders.
Oh, just pick more draws, and then I could talk about them. One of the teams winning. It's a no-loss position for me, but no, I do like this as a draw.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. The draw makes complete sense to me as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if Man United nicked it. I certainly wouldn't be backing Chelsea as home favourites.
No. Charity bet? Let's talk charity.
Yeah, I thought maybe Dave was going to say something.
He left a very dramatic pause.
I think he's just done there, right? Okay, he's said enough. That's it. Likes the draw. Doesn't need to say anymore. Doesn't need to say anymore.
So charity bets me this week because of my blunder last week. As patrons and all listeners will know, £10 of our own money, three picks. Two picks sometimes if we don't have a guest, go on the charity treble and we try and chuck a bit of money at a charity of our choosing. So, Andy, how are you starting us off this week?
Saturday, 3 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for FC Copenhagen versus Midtjylland. I just don't fancy Copenhagen at all. They've not started the season well. These are the top two teams from last year's Superliga. Copenhagen won the league by 3 points from Midtjylland, and they've both kind of struggled so far this season. They're only separated by 3 points after 13 games. Midtjylland in fifth place on 20 points, and FC Köln back in seventh place on 17 points. The form for Copenhagen's a bit of a question just now. They've only picked up 5 points from their last five league matches, whereas Midtjylland, after a poor start, are currently top of that five-game form table with 11 points from a possible 15. Midtjylland are also the best-performing team away from home in the whole league. They've managed 12 points from their six away games. So I'm going to take Midtjylland for an away win or draw, so a double chance on the X2, and the odds of that are 4-7. So it's basically for FC Copenhagen not to win that match.
Okay, that's fine by me. Well, I am going to back Regina again because I really like them, but let's talk about why this week and who you'd like to play if you'd had a wee wobble. So Regina have been really good at home recently, so good in fact that a couple of weeks ago I suggested they might win 3-0 and they went on to did. Joe, thanks Joey for reminding me of that the other week at 11-1. Fancy them to do it again this week. If you're having a wee bit of a wobble, you'd love to play bottom of the league Perugia, 4 points from 9 games, absolute dog meat this team. Regina have been fantastic at home so far. In their 4 games, they've won them all, taking 12 points. They've struggled a wee bit away. Perugia, the exact opposite of this. They've taken 0 points from their first 4 away games, scoring 1 and conceding 6. They are not very good. They are destined for those Italian leagues that you struggle to find in flash score. It's like Serie C, Group A, Band K, to get into there. So they're destined for that. Regina are still on top form and they're playing at home. 3-0 for me in this game is, I'm going to be bold and say it's another 3-0 game for them. Still 12-1, 11-1 for that. But straight up, the odds are 12-11 or 11-10, which I think is a big price for a team that are taken apart. They're taking apart better teams than Perugia at home. I see no reason why they can't do it again. So, leg two. So, Dave, how do you round out?
Yeah, so I'm in the Championship.
Oh, that's better. I was worried you were very well-travelled this week and staying in high divisions.
We're back to another Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff as well.
Good man.
In the Championship. And it's QPR versus Wigan. And I love QPR here. And they were 9-10 QPR. Someone wants to check whether they still are 9-10 because they've actually won 3-0 tonight against Cardiff and gone top of the league because all the results went their way. So I think Burnley drew, Sheffield United lost to Cov, and Watford were getting destroyed by Millwall.
So they're even money.
They're even. All right. That's not really bad.
Better get on that soon then, because when people start in their kippings, it might come down.
Yeah, but so QPR, like I said, just gone top tonight. 27 points from their 15 games, scoring 23, conceding 16. Whereas, Wigan were 15th. I'm not really sure. I think that they got hammered by Middlesbrough tonight at home. Not many teams are getting hammered by Middlesbrough lately.
New manager bounce, mate. New manager bounce.
Michael Carrick, nice job there. Let's see if we can get back up that league. But anyway, so Wigan had only 19 points from their 15 games. Scored 16, conceded 22, I think it is now. But QPR, they're taking 13 points now from their last 6. Wigan have only took 6 points from theirs. QPR that beat Sheffield United the other way. They've been playing pretty well. Wigan have only won one in their last four. That's with three defeats as well. Lost to Sunderland before tonight, before losing to Middlesbrough tonight. QPR have been pretty good. The last few home games they've played, they didn't start off great at home this season, but they've been all right the last few games. So they've took Beale, who was with Gerrard.
The man behind Gerrard there.
Yeah. And me being a Villa fan, I'm wishing we'd have sent Gerrard to QPR and get
I mean, he took that Rangers team last season and the season prior to that. He was the guy doing all the tactical stuff behind there. Gerrard's just a front. Incredibly talented guy, but a bit like Henri. Apparently he's a bit like, did you see that interview with Henri where he was talking about why is there no space? There is space to the thing. Like, but he's a bit like that in that I don't think he can. He's the exceptionally talented guys find it really difficult to coach teams because they know they could do better than the players that they currently got there. So, but I think QPR under Beale, I see them in the Premier League next year.
Gerrard struggled massively without him, I think, because he was, like I say, he was the man beyond. Gerrard's the fighter. Gerrard's the Liam Gallagher. He's the fight where, not, you know, Bale's the null. He's got all the talent.
Absolutely.
Your man Dodge, he'd only got three before this season.
Dicey.
Scored twice tonight.
Yeah, he loves a penalty, that boy. He's, you know, you give him chances, you give him headers in the 6-yard box. That's just it's his bread and butter. He's so freakishly strong. Like, he looks like the kind of, you ever see the wrestling where somebody gets a chair broken over them and just turns around? That's the size of this guy.
They got some other good players. They got Ilias Chair and they've still got Albert Adoma on their books. What a legend he is. Even their keeper scored from this season. Dieng. They get goals from everywhere. But I think the evens, and so that's a great price for QPR.
Won't be that for long.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Mitchell Andor draw, Regina. Queen's Park Rangers, charity treble, Gordon, tenor at Bet365. Let's get some early payouts. Can't get one on my match because it's a double chance, unfortunately. But have to ride that out to the bitter end.
Look forward to them to 2-0, losing 3-2, and us getting the worst odds and the worst result out of that game.
Let's have that not happen. That's the picks. Our followers and members of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon will get them all in a handy cheat sheet format that they can just find on the Patreon app, written down as a JPEG that Gordo is in charge of this week. So that'll be out.
That'll be cropped. That won't be cropped at all. Have some mistakes.
Yeah. Standard Gordo fare. You can tell I've not been doing the admin this week.
Aye. Absolutely. It's the quality's poorer overall. Picks are better. But
fantastic. If you fancy joining the Trample Bet Club, it's just patreon.com/Trample Bet or search for Trample Bet on the Patreon app. We also have a Facebook group. There's some good chat in there. Michael Stokes with the rugby. He's been consistently posting his rugby picks this season. Ennis Lang with the Speedway picks.
Speedway,
as well.
I've seen that.
He had a really good night the other night. He went 4-for-4 in his picks that were all around even money plus. So there's all sorts going on in the Facebook group. That's just free to join. There's a community of a few hundred of us in there just talking about picks for the weekend across all different sports. So if you're not already a member of the Facebook group, do search for it and do join us. Gordo, Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure. Good to have you back, Dave.
Cheers, thank you very much, guys.
And I look forward to backing these picks. And let's see how they get on this week. I've got high hopes.
Always.
I do. I've always got high hopes. Hopefully this week I return to winning ways. Thanks again, gents. And thank you to all of you for listening. We shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black.
part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.